Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
I got to put my hands up in here.
Ned?
Hmm.
The Bachelor returned to our screens last night. Nick Honeybadger Cummins is the Bachelor for 2018, and I think he's going to be just fine. I was a little nervous. I love the Honeybadger, but I was a little nervous it was gonna, all going to be one-liners and it was going to get very old very quickly. No, you know what? He's lovely. He's charming. He seems to be quite nervous in front of some of the girls he likes, which is very, I don't know, endearing, I guess. He's very bashful.
I feel like that was the problem with Richie. Richie didn't seem like he really cared.
He was too smooth.
And he was too... It wasn't even that he was too smooth, because he was super awkward, but he also didn't seem like he was... He just seemed like he was there.
Yeah, true.
Whereas, like, Nick is, like, he's there, and he's, like, talking to the girls, and he's getting nervous, and they're nervous, and he's like, nah, it's okay, I know what we're doing.
Matty J was also a little too baby crazy.
Yeah, he was.
He's like, so what do you think about kids? Whoa, I just met you, mate.
I don't know, mate.
Calm down a little bit.
Naming it massive.
Oh, look, last night we met a whole new bunch of individuals. I've got to say, little nervous about Cass, and I think you're going to hear a lot about her today.
We've got our Jared of the season.
Yeah, honestly, and that is a good point. Anybody that's like, oh, you probably shouldn't make fun of this girl. She seems to be really hung up on... Everyone made fun of Jared, and it's exactly the same situation.
We made fun of Jared twice.
Yeah, everybody made fun of Jared with Bachelor in Paradise and with the original Bachelorette.
Yep.
This is the exact same situation. But Ned, we met a whole other bunch of people last night, which is just fantastic. I'm always a big fan of the villain of the season.
I know.
And after one episode, it's too hard to work out who that's going to be.
But unfortunately, there's about 15 villains as it stands.
At the moment, it's either Kat from Bali, who very happy to tell us she was from Bali, or it is probably my front runner and my new favourite person on earth, Vanessa Sunshine.
I've been so excited, speculating who the Bachelor might be. And when I see him, not thrilled.
Yes.
I've got to say,
that is the best.
I don't think I'm making any kind of revelation. Vanessa Sunshine probably doesn't win. But imagine if she won and they're both sitting there last night watching it, and her first reaction of the guy who has now picked her as they're sitting on the couch today, he sees her going, oh, I'm not impressed. He's going to go, should we have a talk?
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about this? Because that's mean.
Oh, yes. This is going to be great. This is going to be great.
There's so many
so much drama, and everybody with the Bachelor key, the key to unlock his house, to have a date whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally causing so much drama as well. Somebody else who we got to meet last night was Dasha.
From Russia.
And she is awesome. She, when she met the Bachelor, did this, she's a personal trainer, so she did this thing where she like put her legs on his shoulders and did like sit-ups on him, using him almost as like a wall. And then later in the episode made this comment.
But I'm not one of those girls to throw myself at a man. If he wants to talk to me, he will definitely come up and talk.
I don't know what putting yourself on somebody and using them as a wall to do push-ups is, but she literally had to backflip to get onto. She threw himself at
him. She was the only one of all the girls who literally threw herself
Maybe
at
Maybe not
Nick.
Metaphorically, literally threw herself at him, though.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I tell you what, one of my favorite parts were, so everyone's obviously excited to meet Nick. It's all going great. Yeah. They're all having a couple of drinks around the pool and stuff like that. But then the real man of the hour turned up. And it really came clear to pretty much everyone who everyone was very excited to see.
Mate, I'm just bloody keen to meet Osha. Boy, if I got out of the car and the Bachelor was Osha, I wouldn't have been disappointed.
Here comes Osha.
Hi!
Oh my God, is it Osh?
Come on down!
Osha. Oh my God, it's Osha! Osha!
Good evening!
Osha! Osha!
They're all borderline obsessed with Osha Goodsberg.
This is fantastic.
Who is very much married.
Yeah, I would imagine if Osha is sitting down and watching that last night with his wife, she's like, you're not doing the show anymore. This is too dangerous.
You've done six seasons, you're out.
Some classic stuff on The Bachelor last night. That, the meaning of Osha, it's like all the girls forget they're on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of stuff during the little narration bits where they're like, you know, I'm just not a big fan of drama. And like, oh, why is everyone being so dramatic? I'm like, you're on The Bachelor.
You forgot
Have
where you
Have you forgotten
are?
What you've signed up for? But then, Ned. The best moment, and absolutely now my front runner to win, was when we got to meet Brooke.
Brooke's the best. Brooke is absolutely the best.
I think Brooke is going to win. I know that's early, and I know the show wouldn't set it up this obviously, but I think Brooke is... I don't understand how you could ever get rid of Brooke. She seems lovely.
Yeah. If Brooke loses, Nick does drop down in the pecking order quite severely for
me.
In
your mind?
In my mind, he goes from being a stand-up guy to an average guy.
No, I think Brooke is lovely. And honestly, when we first met Brooke, though, it did highlight some pretty big differences between the American Bachelor and the Australian Bachelor. Mainly, the Australian Bachelor is so Aussie. They literally threw a football around. Have a listen to how Australia... Imagine the American Bachelor, because they're always like, I'm going to take you on a windswept adventure.
Yeah.
This is what our Bachelor sounds like.
What position are you?
I'm a wing.
Wing, yeah, yeah, same.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That's sick. I'm so stoked.
Yes, I think you'd be
hard-pressed to find any episode of the American Bachelor, and there's like 50 seasons now, where anyone said, that's sick.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's sick.
Okay, so Brooke is just lovely, and we got to see a little bit of her sense of humour when she made a bit of a joke to Nick. Have a bit of a listen, though, to the music that plays once she's delivered the punchline in this joke, because it's bizarre.
What did the mountain climber call his son?
I don't know. What did he call him?
Cliff.
Yes.
That's not music that plays when you make a joke.
That's like music at the end when she goes, Nick, I'm falling in love with you. Yeah. That's the music you play then, not when she makes a horrible joke.
I'll be honest, the joke wasn't that good that he's fallen in love in that moment. Yeah. That wasn't a good enough joke.
Yeah.
You want to highlight how bad that music is for a joke?
Mm.
Give me a joke right now.
Okay.
Give me a joke.
All right. What do you call a fake noodle?
What?
An impasta.
Yes.
Does feel good, I'll be honest.
Also, the honey badger's got to work on his fake laugh. Honestly, that was really bad. It'll return to screens tonight.
Yep.
And I am looking forward to catching up with him later this morning. Nick Cummins is going to join us on the show.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned?
Yeah.
There has been a story that has frustrated me immensely this morning. It has come from a childhood treasure of mine that my mum just threw in the bin like it was nothing when I was about 15 years old. Didn't even ask my permission. Just jettisoned it into the bin.
Yep.
I'm talking about Pokemon cards.
That's right. There's a news story that's saying a box of unopened Pokemon cards, like a box, the ones that you'd go down to like the corner shop and that all the packets would be in.
Yes.
That box, unopened, untouched from like the 90s, went on auction starting at $20,000, right? Started at $20,000.
Started at $20,000,
yep. Someone has bought it for $56,000 US.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
$56,000 for this thing my mum just threw in the bin.
That's right. I had
dozens and dozens and dozens of Pokemon cards. Admittedly, they'd been opened.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if that's getting $56,000 for unopened, if I had a box of them...
You've got to think you're getting a lid.
You're getting a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
So what I'm going to do right now, and this could be a cautionary tale for any parent in Canberra right now, and their kid's getting a bit older and like, well, I don't need that toy anymore. Before you throw things in the bin, discuss it with your child.
Exactly.
Because I was keeping the Pokemon cards, anticipating a future just like this.
Will you be rich off Pokemon cards?
And there's going to be a bizarre reference. There was a movie called Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser. He gets rich by selling baseball cards from the 60s.
Mm.
I saw that when I was about 9, and I started thinking, well, that's perfect. Pokemon cards.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah, there
this
you
is
go.
Fantastic. Then mum threw them all out. You know what I'm going to do right now?
Mm.
I'm going to play a little game with my mum, see if she'll answer the phone. I'm going to try and wake her up, and then we'll do a little Price is Right and see if she can work out how much that box that she threw out could potentially be worth this morning.
Are you valuing the box at $56,000,
yes,
or are you kind of saying, you know what?
Shh, shh, shh. Don't say the price. Oh, God, this could be embarrassing if she doesn't answer.
Hello?
Mum!
Josh.
Hi, how are you? Say hello to Canberra as well. You're on air right now.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Hi.
Yep.
Hello. Yep, yep.
Hello. Okay. I'm also here.
You're making a lot of sense, Mum. Pull together. Okay, so are you awake enough to have a conversation with me really quickly?
Quickly, okay. Yes, I'm waking up. Okay, go.
Fantastic. Mum, you threw something out of mine when I was a teenager. Do you remember the box of Pokemon cards I used to have?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a fun little game right now where you are going to tell me how much you think that box of Pokemon cards would be worth in 2018, okay?
Right, okay.
You do remember me being quite upset when you threw them out because I said it was going to be worth a lot, didn't you?
You're always upset about something I did.
Okay, all right, there we go. Well, that may or may not be true, but let's get straight into this, Mum. Let's start. Well, give me a number you think a box of Pokemon cards, like the ones you threw out, would be worth. Give me a number.
$100.
$100, no.
Higher.
Yeah.
Higher.
$150.
Much, much higher.
We're going to be here all morning.
$1,000.
Much higher, Mum. Let's start getting these numbers up. Oh, yeah. And now it's starting to dawn on you.
Go up by tens of that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're joking.
Go up. Go.
Those Pokemon cards.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
More than $1,000.
Yep.
$20,000.
No.
Shall I reveal the price? Because you've got to what they started at in the bidding.
Reveal the price.
The price, Jenny.
Yes.
Is $56,000.
Thrown out by you like it was nothing, Mum.
It wasn't nothing.
It was worth $56,000.
I reckon Jenny's going to go through the house one more time this morning just to make sure that $56,000 isn't laying around somewhere.
I really am. I'm going to go everywhere I can. Oh, my God.
This is a cautionary tale to the parents of Canberra.
Don't throw out
your kids' toys. Do not do it. Go back to sleep.
But then we just become storage rooms for you.
No, yeah, there's a show for it. It's called Hoarders.
Yeah, and honestly, expensive storage rooms. You have a treasure trove full of things, Mum. Go back to sleep now and think about the overseas holiday you could have gone on with those Pokemon cards round the world for 3 years.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Something that's happening tomorrow is I'm going to try and drive my 2005 Commodore, which is an absolute workhorse of a machine that I have treated terribly for the last 90,000 kilometres of its life. It hasn't been serviced in nearly 100,000 kilometres and it's still going. Yeah. I am worried about getting to Melbourne in it though, because I use it for city driving, and I know if something bad happens, like it breaks down, I'll be able to probably get a lift very quickly.
Yeah.
But I'm about to go on a 7-hour trip tomorrow, and
I hope you
I probably should get it looked at today, maybe, just so someone can go, yeah, this will make it, or no, this won't make it, or...
As your friend, I hope you at least make 5 hours through, because then you're only 2 hours away.
Yeah, yeah, right.
As a stranger, if you were telling me the story on the street, I would be surprised if you got to Yass. I have no faith.
2 hours away. I've spoken to my old man because they're going to be in Melbourne. Mm. Dad said if it's within 100 kilometres of Melbourne, they'll come get me.
Anything else,
it's my own fault.
The rest of that. You can just run that long, I reckon.
131060 is the number to call this morning. We are looking for your nightmare scenarios, because hopefully if I get stranded, it'll be pretty close to civilization. I'm going to be on the Hume Highway the whole way. There'll be people going past. Where have you been stranded where you were in the middle of nowhere? I'd love to hear from you this morning to make me feel a little bit calmer about the 7-hour journey I have tomorrow. We've got Colin on the line from Belconnen. Mate, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Colin. Thank you, Colin. Now, Colin, where did you get stranded?
Up near a place called Roma, middle of Queensland.
Yeah, Roma, of course, in Queensland. Roma, yeah. I do know where
quite remote, if I remember, Colin.
Nearly as remote as it gets.
Quite remote, yes. Yeah.
Now, how far away were you from actual the town of Roma? Because if you're near the town, that's not too bad.
No, I was sort of in the middle of nowhere. A truck broke down.
Mm-hmm.
Done an alternator at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it took about 7 hours to get someone out there with one to fix it.
Wow. What did you do to kill the time, Colin? Did you just sit around?
Well, I just sort of had a bit of a sleep and just waited. It sort of took about an hour and a half before someone could even come past, before someone came past and sort of helped me out. And I had to sort of stand on the back of the truck and try and get the phone reception so I could let work know.
Jeez.
Mate, honestly, if you didn't get a raise after that, are you trying to let work know you were stranded? Like, they honestly should have gone, well done.
You almost could have treated it as like a mini holiday, Colin. Just have a sleep, just have a little bit of a relax. It's no problems. Not your fault at all. Harry's on the line from Belconnen. Harry, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Great, so, where were you stranded, mate?
Mate, in the middle of nowhere in Spain.
In Spain,
right. Okay.
Righto. So, look, here's the thing. Was it a struggle to find somebody who spoke English so you could tell them what was going on, or can you speak Spanish, Harry?
No, none at all. We decided to rent, like, a Mercedes, and we're like, oh, yeah, fill the diesel in a petrol car because we couldn't read
oh,
the sign.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't read it, yeah.
And then when we figured it out, like after 10 minutes that we filled the wrong fuel, try to call the helpline number for roadside assist. Someone was speaking in Spanish and we couldn't figure out what was they were saying. They were saying you ran out of credit, so...
Oh no. Oh, no. So it wasn't even an operator. It was someone saying you don't have any credit on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So computer's yelling back, you don't have credit. We couldn't figure it out. And what? After half an hour, one couple spots, and in their van, they tried to help us out. They couldn't understand anything.
Yeah.
In the van, they put us back in the van. My missus freaking out that someone's going to, like, abduct us or something.
Yeah.
And they take us to the next town. The whole town doesn't speak English.
Wow.
After 2 hours, we found one girl on a... in the hotel, the reception, who could speak English, and yes, she saved our life pretty much.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's amazing. Harry. Basically, just put her on the phone and go, yeah. What's the person on the phone saying
she
to me?
You're out of credit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How expensive was it to get the old Merc fixed when you put the diesel in it?
Matt, yeah, for 3 months, I didn't get the bill, and I was freaking out that it's going to be about 20,000 euros.
Yeah.
But it ended about 1,000 euros, so we're talking...
Oh, geez, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I see, I thought you were going to say I just skipped the country, Harry. I just left. I don't know if it might be out there still.
Would have been a smart idea.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Josh, last week on the show, you and I... were amused by the fact that if you send your local MP an email saying you would like a portrait of the Queen, they have to give you one for free.
Yeah, that is actually a thing. It's part of some kind of kit that you can get. You can request other things too, but yeah, the Queen portrait is one of the things you can ask for.
Exactly. I thought this is hilarious. And we spoke about it on the show, and I pitched a hypothetical email that I could potentially send my local MP.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded a little bit... like this. Dear MP, as a voter, I have read recently that I am fully entitled to a photo of Lizzie herself, the real OG, aka Queen Elizabeth II. Yep. Please send one to, and then enter your address.
Yep.
I'd probably send one to work.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers and beers, your local voter. And I'd put Ned, but you can put whatever your name is.
Nah, your cheese and beers is fine, but I'd go, long live Lizzie, cheese and beers.
Okay, that's what I said. After the show, I went back and listened to that several times, and I wrote that email verbatim to Andrew, I can't remember what his name is, Andrew Lee, all right, my local MP. I wrote, Dear MP, as a voter, I've recently read that I'm fully entitled to a photo of Lizzie herself, the real OG, aka Queen Elizabeth II. Cheers and beers, your local voter, Ned. Got an email back yesterday.
Didn't add the long live Lizzie part?
No, I forgot that bit. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I got an email back yesterday saying, Dear Ned, thanks for getting in touch. I apologize for the delay in getting back to you. We've received hundreds of these requests. More than happy to provide these. These can be picked up at our office in Torrens Street in Braddon. If this is not possible, please let me know. I could not believe it. Went down there yesterday into Braddon for the sole purpose of seeing if I could, in fact, get a portrait of Queen Lizzie.
Couldn't find parking. Left. Came back here.
I couldn't find parking. Parked in a petrol station. Had to buy a drink water bottle so I could say that I was a customer. Went in. Said, hey, I'm here for my portrait of the Queen. And my friend, I'm proud to present my portrait of Queen Elizabeth II.
Wow.
It's huge.
It's it. I don't know why you've kept this a mystery and revealed it to me. It's the exact one that they said you could get.
I got two.
It's massive.
I got two because she said, do you want one of just Queen Lizzie? Mm. And I said, what do you mean just Queen Lizzie? And she said, well, there's one of her and Prince Philip. And I said, can I get both? And she said, absolutely, I don't care.
Let me have a look at the Prince Philip one.
There you go. There's a Prince Philip one. It says, his
that's
Royal
pretty
Highness.
In fairness, that's pretty recent. Because I was sort of thinking if you were taking these official portraits, you'd be like, let's go from the one from like 15 years ago where I look a little younger.
This one looks like it's potentially taken like a couple, like maybe only 5 years ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that. I'd say that's probably a year at most. He's looking old.
Yeah, he's looking quite old.
Queen hasn't really changed her look. Like she has looked the same age for like 50 years.
She hasn't gone for a mohawk or anything. She's kept it the same. The funniest part about all this, and the reason you know that they've had so many requests, is I didn't have to give my name. I didn't have to prove that I had sent an email. She just went, Yeah, she was so over it at that point and just went, yes, here you go.
So the best part about this too is that I think that you would think this is some kind of international heist. Like, why would they care where you live? They're like, just have a photo. Like,
it's not like so many.
They haven't given you the vault keys to the Bellagio. This is literally a portrait that's been printed out. They're like, yep. Why would you lie about living here? Have the picture of the Queen. Oh, good on you. What are you doing?
They're wondering. I don't know. If anyone wants it, because I don't, anyone can come and grab it.
A waste of paper.
Come down to the station, I'll give you two portraits of the Queen.
And one containing Prince Philip. If somebody's really more of a Prince Philip fan, we've got that too, guys.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
3, 2, 1, action.
Ned and Josh's biggest ticket. Little movie. Ever.
Canberra, we are building a short film that you are going to help us create and star in as well. Now, more details on the starring part of it coming up in the next few days. But you have already come up with a bunch of creative ideas, stuff involving it being a spy film. It's going to be a car chase. One of the locations is Cotter Dam. There's so much going on that we've realised it's going to get kind of expensive.
We've got no money as it stands right now. We have no budget at all. So to do anything, I feel like you need a bit of money.
You are very, very keen to not risk our artistic integrity.
I don't want to sell out. Mm. I really want this to be a movie from the heart. I don't think... Look, I'm happy to hear from some people who would like to get on board. Mm. I'd be more than happy for them to get on board. But at the same time, I don't want to sell out. If they want their name at the end of the movie... I guess I could get over that.
Whereas I'm picturing a silver briefcase with wads of $100 bills in it that I will then exchange for literal acting parts in the movie if you want.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
I am happy to sell right out.
You've
this
gone
morning.
Full Hollywood.
Different. Completely different. So you and I coming at this from different angles.
Yep.
If we meet somewhere in the middle, harmonious.
Mm.
A film that doesn't cost us money, but is also still kind of got some integrity.
Well, I mean, I really do want to hold on to our integrity.
Okay, right. We'll see how we go. We've got Nathan on the line right now. Nathan, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, morning, guys. It's Nathan Hayes from Gerald Slavens. How are you, guys?
Oh, hello.
Hello,
Nathan.
Mate.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Nathan.
You're having a bit of a thought process behind maybe getting involved a little bit, Nathan?
Yeah, boys, I was driving to work this morning listening to radio and heard you guys looking for some backers for putting together this... Biggest little movie.
Yeah, mate, the name's confusing. Yeah, yeah. No worries about it. And did you think maybe this ticks some boxes for you, or?
Well, guys, mate, I'd be happy to back the movie.
There you go.
Involved you guys.
Look, no questions asked. It takes artistic integrity contained. That's going to make you happy, Ned.
If he only wants to back it, that's fine.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, boys. It's going to come with some strings attached here.
Oh, okay.
What can you do for me, boys?
What are you talking about? Maybe getting some of the cars in the movie, mate?
Cars is a car chase. Boys, I need them to be featured pretty heavily.
Well, we need, Ned, we need cars anyway, so that's fine. That's okay. That's
Look,
not,
I can get on board.
That's
not
selling out.
We need cars. I'm worried about the feet. Like, this isn't Transformers. I'm worried about the featured heavily.
No, that's fine.
Are we going to make a car a character? No, is it going to be like Herbie?
Is that something you'd be interested in, Nathan, or...?
Oh, boys, I'll let you tell me where the cars go, but they need to be there.
Oh, fantastic.
You know what? I can stomach this.
That is pretty good.
I can stomach
this.
We've got cars and we need cars. I can get behind this.
Thank you very much for the call. Alex is on the line right now. Alex, where are you from?
Anytime Fitness.
Hey, there we go.
Right.
My gym.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So here's the thing, Alex. Are you wanting to get involved in the movie or are you just giving us a call this morning?
Oh, a little bit of column A, column B. No, we want to get involved. It's obviously a first for radio and you guys doing this. Very similar to us being the first 24-hour gym in the ACT region.
Nice so plug there,
you're
Alex.
On the line, Alex.
You're on the line,
Alex.
You're doing this very well, mate.
So, guys, we're happy to help and get it behind it, but we want to see you guys wearing purple.
Oh,
I
was going to say, once again, to my friend who's worried about selling out, this is good because spies need to be fit. We'll have to do a lot of running in the movie. This is good. We can go and get some Anytime Fitness.
But Alex is talking about us.
We can help you with that.
Well, look, in exchange for us wearing... Okay, this is getting a little more...
I'd love you to point out the Bond movie where he's running around wearing, a McDonald's hat or something that.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's driven a BMW and worn an Omega watch and...
Yep, and then going out in budgie smugglers.
Yeah, so it's, look, I'm trying to get this across the line with Ned, Alex, but no, I think that sounds
I can make peace with
purple,
this.
A purple tie might be an option.
I'll make peace with this somewhere within myself.
We've got Jan on the line right now. Jan, where are you from?
Hi, it's Jan from Night and Day Locksmith calling.
Hey, Night and Day Locksmith.
This would be good. This would want to be good, Jan.
So, Jan, are you wanting to be involved in the movie?
Well, yeah, I think we'd like to do that for you.
Well, look, spies have to pick locks and all that sort of stuff. This is fine. This works well.
Or is this training or what?
Sorry?
Are you going to be training us to pick locks, Jan? Because I feel like that's illegal.
It is.
Okay, good. I'm glad we clarified that
up. Yeah. So, Jan, what do you want in exchange for being in the movie?
Oh, well, let's see.
Oh, no.
Maybe a few product placements here.
Okay, well, yes, we can.
Night and Day Locksmith's caps and maybe people drinking from Night and Day Locksmith's coffee cups.
Okay.
Maybe seeing a couple of Night and Day Locksmith's vans driving around this is still,
yep,
city.
You do see them in camera and the movie's set in camera. Yeah, Ned, this is all sounding fine to me.
And I think we need to get a cameo of Steve, from Night and Day Locksmith.
Yeah. Oh, you had him, Jan, you had Ned, and now he seems a little disgruntled.
So...
Well, you know, he's out and about helping people getting in.
Look, Ned.
Taking keys for the cars, changing locks.
I don't think we were looking...
This is what I was worried about.
Yeah, I know. This is what Ned was worried about.
This is my line. This is literally giving away parts of the movie for money. Are we all signing that away?
Jan, I'm going to fade Ned's microphone down for a second, and I'm going to welcome you on board. Jan, well done. You're now an official partner.
Oh, that's fantastic. Really pleased.
You're joining Anytime Fitness. You're also joining Gerald Slaven and Ned.
I'm not happy about this at all.
I know
my microphone. I'm not happy about this whatsoever.
All right.
I know this movie needs to be
Ned, this is how commerce works.
Yeah, this is how business works, Ned.
Look.
I'll put your microphone back up.
Look, I want this movie made.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And I understand this is how business works.
Yep.
You're very, very correct, Jan.
But product placement...
But I'm not happy about this.
Okay, so product placement is happening. The movie has sold out, and we will go on from here.
Mm.
Okay, the stunts are going to be bigger. Look at it that way. It's pretty exciting.
Fine. Yeah.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine... They'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer, mej.com.au.
And it is time for us to talk The Bachelor.
That's right.
It's hitting screens again. I mean, it has last night exploded back onto our collective consciousness. I am excited about this season of The Bachelor.
This season's going to be great. Between the girls bickering between each other and just bringing out all this drama that's not needed... The Honey Badger himself and his lingo.
Mm.
And just honestly, the activities that they seem like they're going to get up to, it seems like it potentially might be the best season yet.
I'm excited. And somebody else who's pretty excited, I would imagine, is Nick the Honey Badger Cummins, who is joining us on the phone right now to talk all things Bachelor. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, all.
How's it going?
I'm ready. You're doing my best.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Look, mate, we watched the first episode last night. Very exciting. Did you get a chance to watch it as it aired? Or?
Yeah, I did, mate. I had a little squeeze at it. Yeah, it was a few funny spots and, it was a few funny strange ones. That's what it's all about.
Nick, did you watch it with anyone?
I watched it 2 days ago, before the screening of the whole shebang. I had to get in there and have a squeeze myself, so I knew what I was ready for.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough, honestly.
Nick, one of the ladies ended up in the pool last night. You were nowhere to see it when it actually happened. Was last night watching it, the other day watching it, the first time you actually knew someone went in the pool that night?
No, I heard it and I saw it, and then I went, okay, cool, continued on.
Well, that's it. What are you going to do? Someone's jumped in the pool. How much of the night are you aware of? Like, are you aware of the goings on around the party, or do you kind of figure it, like, find out when you watch the first episode?
This is the thing. It's obviously, it's not a documentary, so there's sometimes it looks one way, but anyway. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that maybe they missed out. They should have bloody put it in there with some funny stuff that happened as well.
Nick, this is a question Ned and I had watching very, very, very closely last night that we need an answer to. It was very contentious when we were watching it. There was arguments, quite frankly. Were you drinking beer or were you drinking Canadian Club and dry? Because it looked kind of like it could be either.
Mate, I was doing whatever's available. those characters were walking past, and I'm not going to bloody ask for something special around the corner. It takes 35 minutes. like whatever's singing past on the bloody tray.
I was also, this is also a drink that Nick drank months and months ago.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point, actually. Yeah. Well,
Nick, the thing that I always wonder, and I wonder every single season that I see The Bachelor, how long are you actually standing outside of the mansion? Because for us, it's like 40 minutes, but how long are you actually out there?
Oh, that's a good bloody couple of hours.
Wow. Yeah. Do you kind of get bored at some point? You're like, God, I hope someone comes along and does something a bit cool.
Yeah, the old Gary Jack starts to give out after a few hours, and you're hoping, it's not too bad when you've got Dasha hanging off your bloody setup.
Did anyone warn you for that, or did that just happen?
No, it just happened. Yeah, she said, can I trust you not to drop me? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Look, this.
Yeah, we'll find out.
You are an athlete, Nick. So you might have been working with an injury. Who knows? Like exactly. Anything could have happened. That was pretty dangerous.
Yeah, but I bet take the risk and lose the chance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it seems like it was worth it in the long run.
Now, look, we got to see in last night's episode. Brooke made a joke that we maybe mentioned it on the show a little bit earlier. Have a little bit of a listen, Nick.
What did the mountain climber call his son?
I don't know. What did he call him?
Cliff.
Yes. Now, you had a bit of a laugh at the end of that. Was that laugh in any way fake?
No, honestly, I haven't
heard
that one.
Okay, good. Because I'd be like, oh, that's funny. It's one of those jokes that you go, that's funny, you don't actually laugh.
Yeah, you just go, ah, good
yeah,
stuff.
That's a good one.
Good gear.
I used to do daily dad jokes on my Instagram. It was bloody... I've been through truckloads of them, and I still didn't hear that one.
It's a unique skill to be able to pull out a dad joke that no one's heard. That's
exactly,
good.
Yeah.
Mate, we are very excited to see how your journey for love continues over the next couple of months. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning, mate. We know you're extremely busy.
Good on you, guys.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you have been injured at work, act now. Visit MEJ.com.
DJ Khaled, Ned and Josh, hit 104.7. You know what? It is literally 4 minutes away from nine right now, and we have to talk about karma before we go because, Ned, you said you had an amazing event happen yesterday involving a parking ticket and karma.
Couldn't believe it. Josh, I would say that Canberra, for all of its positives, one of its negatives, I would say, is that if you do not pay a parking ticket, like, if you don't get a parking ticket, they will absolutely catch you, the parking inspectors.
They are on it. And
you were, like, 2 minutes late to your car once and got a $114 fine.
They are definitely not mucking about.
I parked in Braddon and didn't get a ticket, so 100% on me. That's my fault. I got a $150 ticket, though, so not stoked. At this point, I've had a pretty bad run-in with parking
tickets. You actually
have.
And in fairness, a lot of people sit there and go, geez, guys, it's pretty easy. Just pay for your parking. That's 100% true. But we've been particularly unlucky with being caught.
Well, you did pay for yours. We were literally 2 minutes late to come and get into your car.
I'm trying not to think about it. Yeah. I'm just trying to actually take responsibility for my own actions because that is true. I should have paid. I should have been back within the 2 minutes. But yes.
Where I was parking, I didn't think I needed a ticket. Whatever. Everyone, I feel like, has had a bad experience with parking tickets.
Of course.
So yesterday, I left work and I thought, you know what? I've been talking about donating blood for ages. Like
donating blood?
Donating blood to like to the Red Cross.
Oh, right.
Okay. Not to my local vampire.
Yeah. I don't know why that sounded so weird to my ears then. I was like, what are you talking about?
We went in there for work and I donated plasma and then I found out what my blood type was and I'm O negative, which is the universal donor. So
as important as it gets when it comes to blood donations.
I'm glad something in me is important.
A little cherub, of hope and joy.
And so they were like, come and donate blood. And I thought, great, I'll do that. No problems. I went to the one in Civic, the Red Cross in Civic, and they only take plasma. And so I was like, cool. Well, I'm already here. It's not like I'm going to be like, no, I refuse to give you my plasma. Unfortunately, blood takes about 10 minutes. Plasma takes about 40. And I paid for a park right outside of Akiba. So right in the middle of Canberra Centre.
Yeah.
It's where the most parking inspectors are. And I was like, uh-oh. Paid for a ticket, only had half an hour. And I was
when you say it's where the most, I don't want to get sidetracked, but when you say it's where the most parking, do you have like an Uber that shows you where they all are? Because that would be incredibly
handy.
Why
aren't
you sharing that with me?
No, it's just for me.
it's just what you're assuming is where they all are.
Yeah, I see them walking around a lot. And so I was like, I've only paid for half an hour. Maybe I can go in, give it one of these, slap on the wrist, put it in the needle, out goes my plasma. Not the case. They like to do it by the books, as they should. So I was in there. I didn't even get sat down before my parking ticket expired because there's so many people in there, which is great. But I was like, ugh. And I was just sitting there. I was like, an hour had passed and since my ticket had expired. And I'm like, oh, this is not good. I walked out and I'm like, I've done a nice thing, but at the same time, it's going to cost me $150. I know that in my soul. And I'm kind of like walking back to my car disheartenedly. Look over. No ticket. I can't believe it. the gods have has smiled upon me because this day...
That is a karma thing.
That absolutely is a karma thing.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't even parked like at the Red Cross parking where they'd go, well, this guy's in there donating blood, let's not give him a ticket. I was parked like a block away where they absolutely should have gone, this guy's being an ignorant loser and we'll give him a ticket.
I don't think they say that to themselves. I think they should. Just say, I've got a horrible quota that I need to meet.
Yeah.
Yay, okay, so I can finally get this ticked off my quota. I don't think they actually make it personal. I don't think that's what happens.
I don't think that either. But in this one case where I'm an hour late to a ticket I've paid for, I feel like they should call me an ignorant loser.
Yeah.
But at this point, karma has taken over, and this is the best thing that's ever going to happen to me in my life,
I feel like.
You
don't deserve the karma, though. You know why?
Why?
Because you're an O-blood type donor. You should be donating blood, not plasma. No. They need your blood. You're donating the wrong thing.
I'm being selfish with it.
Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's call
that
it.
That is the end of this morning's show. We are going to be back tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Have a fantastic Thursday, Canberra. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you have been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.